song set is a husband and wife duo who had the good sense to bring their young grandson with them and have a little of what they're doing, maybe have an influence on him in the future. I don't know. But Bill and Joanna Harriman together do some great songs, and they're going to share some with you now. Please give them a big welcome.
Stand here, and then when I play the drum, I'll sit.
How are you going to, oh, when you're going to, oh, yeah, it'll pick it up.
Yeah, you're going to lower everything, hopefully.
Not really, it'll pick it up. Right?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Is that, hello? Hello? All set with the guitar? Okay. So first of all, we want to thank Jake and Ellen for giving us this opportunity. We've never played a feature or a mini feature before, so we're kind of excited about this. So thank you again. Also wanted to thank Savory Lane, because this is a great place to play. There's a nice atmosphere, and the food is really good. And they have Yellowtail, which is the house wine at the Harriman House. So it's a good place. So when Ellen offered us this mini set a few months ago, we started to think, what should we do? Because I'm not really a songwriter. I do a lot of songs. I do a lot of covers. I've been playing guitar for a long time. I know a lot of songs, and choosing three to do was kind of hard. So finally, we had this set and that set and the other set, and finally we agreed on sort of a sampler. So we're going to do three songs that are sort of representative of what we do. So we've got a love song by Johnny Cash, and we've got a children's song by Peter, Paul, and Mary. And we've got an anti-war song by Bob Dylan. So we got sort of a sampler pack. So we're going to start off with the song by Johnny Cash. We both like Johnny Cash. One thing I like about Johnny Cash is that he's one of the few vocalists that I can sing along with without having to strain for the high notes. So this is a song for my best friend and my musical partner and my wife of 23 years. This is a song for Joanne. This is Walk the Line. Watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be. I find myself alone when each day is through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't. For you, I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Thank you. Thank you. This lady said to the guy next door one day, I caught your little boy Johnny.
Watch out, a playing, joke.
I caught your little boy Johnny playing doctor with my little girl Sally. And the guy says, come on, it's only natural for children that age to explore their sexuality through play. And the woman said, sexuality? He took out her appendix. Okay, now we got a song by, well, not really by Peter, Paul, and Mary. This is by Tom Paxton. This is a song for our grandson, Michael. Now, I was going to bring in a picture of Michael so you could see what he looked like, but a better thing is, there he is himself.
Yay!
Yeah, Mikey. Woo-hoo! And that's our daughter, Renee. Michael is just 3 days short of 14 months old. He's a good boy. So this one is called The Marvelous Toy.
When I was just a wee little lad, full of health and joy, my father homeward came one night and gave to me a toy. Oh, a wonder to behold it was, with many colors bright. And the moment I laid eyes on it, it became my heart's delight. It went zip when it moved, and bop when it stopped, when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. The first time that I picked it up, I had a big surprise, 'cause right on the bottom were two big buttons that looked like big green eyes. I first pushed one and then the other, then I twisted its lid, and when I set it down again, here is what it did. It went zip when it moved, and pop when it stopped, and when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. It first marched left and then marched right, and then marched under a chair. And when I looked where it had gone, it wasn't even there. I started to cry, but my daddy laughed, 'cause he knew that I would find, when I turned around, my marvelous toy would be chugging, chugging right behind. It went zip when it moved, and bop when it stopped, and when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. Have gone by too quickly, it seems. I have my own little boy, and yesterday I gave to him my marvelous little toy. His eyes nearly popped right out of his head, and he gave a squeal of glee. Neither one of us knows just what it is, but he loves it just like me. It still goes zip when it moves, and bop when it stops, when it stands still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will.
Thank you. Mikey, you like that one, huh?
Oh, yeah, he sang right. Too, yeah. All
yeah.
Right. Little accompaniment.
Duet, yeah. He likes to sing. You should see him play guitar. I've got a cheap guitar, and he goes, wham, wham. Amazing. He hasn't broken the strings yet.
He will.
Now we're going from a fun song to kind of a serious song.
Yeah.
This is a Dylan song that I came across a couple of years ago. This is a song that Dylan wrote way back in 1962, and he'd never really officially recorded it. And I don't know why not, because it's a pretty good song. But this is on his MTV Unplugged concerts. If you have that CD or DVD, you've heard it. This is a pretty strong anti-war song. This is called John Brown. John Brown went off to war to fight on a foreign shore. His mother, she sure was proud of him. He looks so straight and tall in his uniform and all. His mother's face broke all out in a grin. Oh, son, you look so fine. I'm glad you're a son of mine. You make me proud to know you hold a gun. Do what the captain says. Lots of medals you will get. And we'll put them on the wall when you come home. As that old train pulled out, John's ma began to shout, telling everybody in the neighborhood, that's my son that's about to go, he's a soldier now, you know. She made damn sure her neighbors understood. She got a letter once in a while, and her face broke into a smile. She showed him to the people from next door. She bragged about her son with his uniform and gun and this thing she called the good old-fashioned war. Then the letters ceased to come. For a long time they did not come. They did not come for about 10 months or more. Then a letter finally came, said, go down and meet the train. Your sons are coming back home from the war. She smiled and went on down. She looked everywhere around, but she could not see her soldier son in sight. As all the people passed, she saw her son at last. When she did, she could not believe her eyes. Oh, his face was all shot up, and his hands were blown away, and he wore a metal brace around his waist. And he whispered kind of slow, in a voice she did not know. Well, she couldn't even recognize his face. Oh, tell me, darling son, pray tell me what they've done. How is it that you come to be this way? He tried his best to talk, but his mouth could hardly move, and his mother had to turn her face away. Don't you remember, Ma, when I went off to the war? You thought it was the best thing I could do. I was on the battleground, you were home acting proud. You wasn't there a-standing in my shoes. Oh, and I thought when I was there, Lord, what am I doing here? I'm trying to kill somebody or die trying. But the thing that scared me most was when my enemy came close and I could see that his face looked just like mine. And I could not help but think through the thunder and the stink that I was just a puppet in a play. Through the roar and smoke, the string it finally broke. Then the bullets came and they blew my face away. As he turned away to walk, his ma was still in shock at seeing the metal brace that helped him stand. But as he turned to go, he called his mother close and he called his medals down into her hand. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We enjoyed it. Okay, please, a big hand for Bill and Joanna Harriman. And I just wanted to tell you what the schedule is coming up.